This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Japan and China this evening. The Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo. This will Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the two leaders will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. In the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from 31st August to 1st September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 11 years today. It is one of the biggest financial inclusion initiatives in the world, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 15 August 2014 from the ramparts of the Red Fort. A report.
प्रधानमंत्री जनधन योजना वित्तीय समावेशन पर एक राष्ट्र मिशन है। इसका उद्देश्य व्यापक वित्तीय समावेशन लाना है और देश के सभी परिवारों को बैंकिंग सेवाएं प्रदान करना है। प्रधानमंत्री जनधन योजना प्रत्येक परिवार के लिए एक बुनियादी बैंकिंग खाते, वित्तीय साक्षरता, ऋण, बीमा और पेंशन सुविधा तथा बैंकिंग सुविधाओं तक पहुँच के लिए एक मंच प्रदान करती है। किसी भी बैंक शाखा या बिजनेस कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट बैंक मित्र आउटलेट में शून्य शेष राशि पर खाता खोला जा सकता है। प्रत्येक बैंक खाता बैंकों की कोर बैंकिंग प्रणाली पर आधारित है। अनुपम मिश्र के साथ अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी।
In a social media post, while sharing the glimpses of PM Jan Dhan Yojana, Prime Minister Modi highlighted how the scheme has transformed lives across India from financial exclusion to empowerment. He underlined that when the last mile is financially connected, the entire nation moves forward together, which has been achieved by PM Jan Dhan Yojana. Mr. Modi also said the scheme has enhanced dignity and given people the power to scrape their own destiny. The government has decided to extend the import duty exemption on raw cotton from 30th September to 31st December 2025. In a statement, Ministry of Finance said this decision has been taken to augment availability of cotton for the Indian textile sector. Earlier, the government had temporarily exempted the import duty on cotton from 19th August to 30th September. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens of Odisha on the occasion of the Nuakhai festival. In a social media post, President Murmu said this festival is a sacred opportunity to express respect for agriculture and gratitude towards farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also extended his gritty wishes to the nation on the occasion of Nuakhai today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that this festival serves as a reminder of the deep gratitude owed to farmers whose hard work sustains everyone. He also expressed hope for good health, prosperity and happiness in every household. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Guwahati this evening on a two-day visit to Assam. The Union Minister will inaugurate the newly constructed Brahmaputra wing of the Rajbhavan in Guwahati tomorrow, followed by virtual inauguration of National Cyber Forensic Laboratory and foundation stone laying cum inauguration of various development projects of the armed forces. Later in the day, Mr. Shah will attend the Panchayat Sanmelan in Guwahati, where nearly 20,000 elected Panchayat representatives, including 16,671 from the BJP and over 1,500 representatives from other NDA allies, are expected to attend the program. In the evening, he will launch the year-long birth centenary celebrations of Assam's first non-Congress Chief Minister, Golab Borbora, before leaving for New Delhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, the strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway remained closed for traffic for the third consecutive day today due to multiple landslides triggered by heavy rains in the Udhampur-Ramban belt. Due to the closure of the national highway, over 600 vehicles are stranded at various places on road. The 250-kilometer-long stretch, the only all-weather road linking Kashmir Valley with the rest of the country, was blocked by multiple landslides at several places between Jankhini and Chinani in Udhampur district. However, all the government and private schools, colleges, universities, coaching and tuition centers across the Jammu division are closed today for the fourth consecutive day as a precautionary measure. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.